Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Truth at work. I recently broke my collarbone in a bike accident, and so for the last few weeks I've been seeking advice from various specialists. The conflicting information I've received between my doctor, physical therapist and radiologist has been quite frustrating. At this stage, they seem to contradict each other, and so I don't really know what's true. Between their advice and what I found on the wonderful World Wide Web, I've come up with my own recovery plan, my own truth. During a recent x-ray appointment, I tried out my new truth when the radiologist asked how I broke my clavicle. Rather than the boring bike accident story, I told him I was cage fighting in Tijuana. He was impressed. So that's become part of my own truth. I'm a cage fighter. The world of work is rapidly changing, and what was true yesterday is no longer true today. I believe some of these new truths are good and some of these are actually lies and therefore are untrue. Technology has enabled us to work from anywhere at any time. This is true. We no longer need to commute 5 days a week. We can work on site some and work remote some. This is what we call a hybrid schedule. True. What's also true is that each of us are still expected to work hard. I've witnessed how some people take advantage of the ability to work from home, but they hide, buried in unproductive business that creates a cloud of confusion as to what's actually getting done or not. In effect, they're lying about their output. I heard it said on a podcast recently that there are actually jobs for everyone who wants to work. I believe that to be true. What I know is untrue is when I see a transient on the street holding up a sign that reads, quote, "We'll work for food," end quote. But they're sitting outside a sandwich shop with a sign in the window that reads, "Help wanted." Either the transient or the shop manager is lying. Both can't be true. In today's working world, there's an increasing trend for people to declare, or more darkly be required to declare, their pronouns, i.e. him, he, his, on their LinkedIn profile, email sign-off, and next to their name on a video conference platform. Based on my created biology, it's true that I am male. Therefore, my true pronouns are him, he, and his. It would be a lie to claim otherwise, but in today's working world, a biological male could identify as female and vice versa. If I wanted to, I could even claim to be non-binary, i.e. not male or female, and instead use the pronouns of they, their, and theirs. This is a self-proclaimed lie, regardless of how strongly one feels about it. So just like my recovery plan from the clavicle break, I could come up with my own frame of reference, you know, my own truth, and just do whatever I believe it to be right. It doesn't mean that would be medically correct and hence true. Over the next few weeks, I will follow the recovery plan I've designed, but, and here's the big but, I will check in with my doctor, my physical therapist, and my new cool cage fighting fan, my radiologist, to see what's true about my state of recovery. See, they each know what's true based on the objective principles of their profession and years of training. They will tell me the truth about whether the bone has fully healed, and they will tell me the truth about my range of motion from what they know to be true about the human skeleton. To ignore objective reality makes me unwise, if not delusional. It could even result in me healing badly or permanently harming myself, as if I'd actually tried cage fighting. As time marches on and we increasingly see the world becoming turned upside down by forces that we cannot see, I encourage us to hold on to that which is honourable, good, and true.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.